And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. My name is Roland. I think you're going to like this program. Yes, I think you're going to like this program. Welcome, everybody. Today, we're going to talk about a potpourri of issues. But first, we're going to talk about relationships. A lot of people have relationship issues. After all these thousands of years of human history, people still haven't figured out what's going wrong. Well, I can tell you. I can tell you what is going wrong. In fact, I've written two books on the subject. I've been on the air, on the radio, for 25 years, and I've helped some people. Now let's see what is going on. You see, the problem is, would you like me to tell you what the problem is as far as relationships go? There are two main problems. The number one problem is resentment. That's right, resentment. That's the main problem. In fact, that's the main problem we have with life in general, is we become resentful, hateful, angry, bitter, and so on and so forth. Now, we go through life angry, and then we feel guilty for the anger because it's wrong. It's wrong to be resent. It's wrong to resent people. So we feel guilty, and then we're to assuage the guilt. We are nice to people. See? And then, see, we resent that. We resent having to be nice to people, putting on an act. See, we wouldn't have to put on an act if we weren't resentful in the first place. And we wouldn't feel guilty if we hadn't been resentful in the first place. So one of the secrets of life is to learn not to be resentful. Now, it helps if you're naturally not a very resentful person, but then some of us are judgmental. Some of us are very judgmental. Yesterday, I was listening to a radio program. I think it was Dr. Erwin Lutzer, I believe he's the head of the Moody Bible Institute. I'm not sure. But anyway, he was talking about relationships. And he said something there that was very, very illuminating, and which I said, yes. The minute he said it, I said, yes, he's right. He was talking about men, about women complain that their husband is uncommunicative, that he doesn't talk about things, doesn't say anything. And Dr. Lutzer said that one of the reasons why, in fact, a very big reason why, is because if a man were to start to tell his wife things that he would like to share with her, then then she would judge him. And he doesn't want to be judged. He doesn't want to be judged, so he doesn't say anything. And I thought, you know, he's onto something there. So ladies, how can you tell someone not to be judgmental? Because people, if they are judgmental, they are judgmental. But you know, you can change. You can become non-judgmental. It helps. It helps when you start to get older, see, and you've suffered. It helps people who have suffered greatly. It helps them to be non-judgmental, because they've walked a mile in the moccasins of somebody else. They know what it's like, see, and so they're less judgmental. So that's helpful. It's helpful to get older. But it's also, there's a resentment aspect of it, see? There's a resentment aspect that sustains judgment. See, something has to sustain the judgment. Well, something has to, some sort of an energy has to sustain it. Otherwise, it would just fizzle away. See? Have you ever had a situation where you were like angry or something like that, and then somebody came along and then they saw that, and then they good-naturedly kidded you, or they told a little joke or something. They told a little joke, so your anger went away, and then you started to laugh, and you were happy again, see? Well, that's because it was the anger that was sustaining your unhappiness, see? So it's resentment that sustains judgment. So let go of the resentment. Watch for resentment. Let it go. I can teach you how. I have a meditation that even helps. And you'll have it made in the shade. I'll be right back. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting. My name is Roland. This is my program. I've been around for 25 years. And I'm actually getting better. I'm getting better. I'm saying things more succinctly. So the problem is resentment, you see, and of course anger. Anger. But you see, it's resentment and anger not only sustain judgment and then make you guilty, see, but they also contribute to unhappiness and depression. See? Resentment. We resent. See, if a person resents other people, they resent their dad, they resent other people, resent their husband. Let's say she resents her husband, she resents other people, then she resents God for not listening to her prayers or whatever. See? So she's resentful. And then sits around, self-preoccupied, kind of morbidly ruminating. See, what does that lead to? It leads to depression. See? And nervousness. See, when we're resentful, we go around, we're resentful, angry. See, we suppress our anger and our resentment. It leads to what? To being nervous, to being anxious. See, anxiety is actually guilt in its least recognizable form. We're guilty. We're guilty for not living our own lives. We're guilty for being resentful. We're guilty for bending over backwards, being extra nice to people and spoiling them. And why do we do that? Because we're resentful. See? All right. Now, so I've talked about that. Now, what's the other problem with people in relationships? And the other problem is men. If men would be men. See, if men would be men. If men would be men, then things would be so much easier for their wife, for their partner, for their children. You see, the problem with men is, here's the problem. Okay, now first of all, I want to say that we can't help ourselves because we inherit a fallen nature. See, we inherit the nature from Adam and Eve. Adam was weak, he was ambitious and he was weak, he listened to his wife, they ate, they did what they weren't supposed to do. See, he became separated from the paradisical state of mind, and they got booted out of paradise, and everything went sour. See, now Eve tempted him. See, look, men, here, let me put it in a little different way, so maybe I can help you to see what's required of you. See, look, your wife, it's her job to tempt you. That's a wife's job. See? So if she tempts you, if she's naughty, if she spends too much money, if she gives you a hard time, if she's bossy and bosses you around or bosses the kids around, see, if she's a B-I-T-C-H, and so on and so forth, see, she is tempting you. She's tempting you. She's teasing you and tempting you. And if she's a nice lady, See, underneath a nice, a decent lady. See, decent. Then what is she tempting you for? What is she tempting you for? She's tempting you for you to be patient, for you to be strong, wise, courageous, patient, long-suffering. See, that's what she wants deep down inside. But what do you do? What do you do instead of being strong and wise, see, and patient, long-suffering, and all these beautiful virtues? What happens? You are tested and found wanting, and you become resentful or angry. See, that's anger is a weakness. Resentment is a weakness. That's your character flaw. You become resentful because you're selfish. See, you want something from her. You want her to support your ego. See, you want sex from her. You want her to be a mother for you. A lot of men want their wife to be a whore or a mother. See, to do sexual tricks for them and so on. Or they want him to mother his ego when he comes home and feels sorry for him. Oh, poor darling. You know, you poor dear, you couldn't get a job. Well, we feel so sorry for you, darling. See, they want somebody to mother them and feel sorry for them. See, and sexually support them. See, why do you think men turn to drugs? They become drug addicts, marijuana addicts, cigarette addicts, alcohol addicts. See, they want something to support their ego, their pride, to sustain them as they are. To say, you're okay just the way you are. We love you just the way they are. So they look for a false religion. See? They're always looking for something to support their pride. So they're using their wife. That's what they're doing. These weak men are using their wives to support them. See? And she senses that. She doesn't mind. In a way, part of her doesn't mind because it gives her power over him. See? And she feels secure, in control of him. But part of her wants him to step up and be a man, to become more fatherly, to not use her, see? To love her as a person and not an object of use. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nookbook. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org and look for Mike's Story. Hello, Los Angeles. Hello, San Bernardino. Hello, Paris. Hello, New York. My name is Roland, and I'm your host. What does Paul say in the New Testament? Paul, what a great man he was. The more I read and hear. See, I love to listen to I listen to Christian radio quite a bit because I love hearing different programs where they sometimes read, you know, the scripture. I love to hear it read. I love hearing the scripture. Yesterday, a man was reading something from Paul, and Paul said, "Husbands, love your wives." He said it three times, "Love your wives." That's your job, is to love her. Remember, was it Camelot? Remember the movie Camelot, and there was a couple of famous actors. I can't remember who they were that played the leading role in Camelot. But there was a song, "How to Handle a Woman." It was beautiful. And then at the end, it was, and I think it was even Richard Burton. And then at the end, it said, "Is to love her." Love her. Was that beautiful? It was so beautiful. See, love your wives, said Paul. Well, how do you love your wives? How do you love your wife? How do you love your wife? See, well, men think it means to bring her flowers. See, take her out to dinner. Go on a vacation and spend too much money and eat too much and come back all puffy faced and spend way too much money and sit around in jacuzzis. See? No. That's not it. That doesn't mean you can't bring her flowers, and it doesn't mean you can't take her out to dinner. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is that's not what love is about. That's like appeasements. That's like men tiptoe around on eggshells. You know how ladies and men tiptoe around on eggshells to be, oh, so nice, because they want something from her. Okay? So, how do you love your wife? Well, first of all, gentlemen, and I use that term loosely, most of you are not gentlemen. Okay, so you become more fatherly. You get married when you're young. You marry your wife, And you enjoy her charms, and the two of you have a good time. You have a lot of fun. You set up an apartment together, you go places, you see things, you travel. It's so much fun. Enjoy her, and she enjoys you. It's wonderful, it's sweet, it's wonderful. But as you get older, and then you have kids, see, you learn a trade, you perhaps start a business, you go to work, see, then you have children. But as you get older, you have to become more fatherly. See? You don't want to become more like a boy. You don't become more spoiled, more weak, more characterless. See? More addicted to sex and addicted to marijuana and addicted to drugs and addicted to your work. You must become more self-reliant, strong, more fatherly. See? And then you begin to correct the naughtiness of your kids. When kids are naughty, you correct them with firmness, but with patience, not anger. See? And then you become like a father, almost like a father to your wife in a way. See? Someone she can look up to and respect, not a mama's boy, not a weakling, not someone depending upon her, not crawling around on his hands and knees looking for sex. See? Become more father, become respectable. That's what you want to be, more respectable. Okay? And no vices. No vices. See? So you become respectable. And then she can risk you. Maybe one day learn to love you. And she will test you. That's her job. Remember I said it's her job. So now, men, can you see? It's her job to test you. And the naughtier she is, the more trouble she gives you, it's your chance to shine. The more unreasonable she is, the more reasonable you can be. See? See how that is? All right. So you become the calm, stable, the center of the home, who people can respect and look up to. See? That's your job. All right, so now you know. So now you're going to get my books. Books are like boot camp for men. And for two, look, ladies, it would be so nice. Look, here's the problem that ladies have. Like I said, it would be so nice if your husband were strong and noble. See? And of impeccable virtue. you know, like a real knight in shining armor. See, and then you could just let your hair down and just be your naughty, uncorrected self, and he would, with masterful skill and patience and love, see, would be a very good husband to you. But, see, the problem is your husband, he may be a decent fellow. Your husband may be a very decent fellow. He goes to work, comes home, you know, he doesn't drink or gamble or any of these awful things. He's just a regular, decent guy, but he's a little bit weak. He's just like all men. See, that's the way men are, basically, until they cry out for answers to their Creator. Okay, so your problem then, if your man is just a regular guy and he's not the super noble type of George Washington type of person, then your job then is to learn not to resent him. See, that's your job. Don't resent your husband. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. All right, so here I am. Yes, indeed, you should get my books. The first book you should get is The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You can go to my website, commonsensecounseling.org. Go to commonsensecounseling.org. Preview the book for a small donation. I'll send you a PDF of it. See? I'll send it to you as my gift, as a token of my appreciation for a small donation to help keep me on the air. You can also get it at Amazon, in Kindle or paperback. Excellent. Some people get two of them. They get one for him and one for her. Okay, one for him, one for her. A lot of people get them for their kid, for their adult, grown-up kids, their grown-up daughter, grown-up son. Excellent book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. And then I have another book. It's called Putting the Forever Back in Love. Oh, I love it. Putting the Forever Back in Love. It's a little more advanced. It's especially good for couples who've been married for like 10 years and they're having issues like the wife says, I have nothing in common with my husband. We argue all the time, you know, that sort of thing. Should we stay together for the sake of the kids? That sort of thing. And the answer, of course, is yes. Okay, so that book is good. And then I have another book. It's called Food Issues. A Spiritual Odyssey, Food Issues. It's all about food. Look, a lot of people have food issues. Weight issues, binging, compulsive eating, bulimia, anorexia. A lot of people have food issues. And they somehow sense that there's something, food is somehow connected to their problems, but something is causing the food issues. Well, I know what it is. I've written that book. It's called Forbidden Food in one version, and the other version is called Food Issues. It's an excellent book. Just go to commonsensecounseling.org and you'll find it. It's an excellent book. Excellent. So you need to get those books. Now, if you have an anger problem, if you have an anger problem, okay, then you should get my meditation. It teaches you how to become centered and less upset. You need to calm down and become more reasonable, okay? So, yes, there's hope for our... Yes. Oh, and a study showed that people that stay together instead of getting divorced, 5 years later, they're happy. A lot of them are happy. They were unhappy, and now 5 years later, they stay together, they're happy. My name is Roland. Hello, everybody. I happen to believe that the meditation exercise is the key to a stress-free, centered way of living. And I'd like to help you get started. A lot of people would love to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation to listen to at home or to take with them in the car. And so if you'd like to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Either one will work just fine. As a special offer, I will also send you two free ebooks when you order the meditation CD. To receive the meditation CD by mail and two free ebooks, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. I hope you enjoyed today's program about relationships. Please get my books. They're very good. You can preview, many pages, dozens of pages online. And even they will be helpful to you. Listen to some of my audio and get my meditation. Visit commonsensecounseling.org. commonsensecounseling.org. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.